our second podcast on Psalm 27, again, verse 9. David says, "Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, God, my Saviour." If you have ever watched teen movies, which I have occasionally, having kids, you're possibly familiar with the scene of schoolyard arguments ending in one person whipping their head away from the other person in disgust and walking away. It's a kind of way of saying, "I don't want to have anything to do with you," and they demonstrate it by turning their face away. Well, while all that feels a little silly and schoolyardy, the idea in the Bible of God turning his head away from you was a terrifying idea. Genesis 4:14, "But Cain answered the Lord, 'My punishment is too great to bear. Since you are banishing me today from the earth, and I will be hidden from your face.' For Cain, the punishment of killing Abel was that he would not see God's face. And that was too much to bear. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9, "They will pay the penalty of eternal destruction from the Lord's face and from his glorious strength." Shut out from the Lord's face is how this verse describes hell. The word is nearly always translated as presence, the Lord's presence, but it is literally face, because for God to turn his face away from you meant death, while God turning his face toward you meant blessing. Listen to Aaron's blessing in Numbers 6. "May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you." Well, here is the wonderful news. You who are in Christ will never, ever see the back of God's head. God will never hide his face from us. He will never turn his back on us. He will never whip his head around and walk away. Instead, we have his smile. We have his face of blessing. Even when we stray, even when our flaws come out, and however ugly they are, God is patient in love and persevering in grace. That is his nature. He is kind and gracious and full of mercy, and he is just. And his justice means that he had to turn his face away from the one he dearly loved. On the cross, Jesus cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" The cry of one who had just experienced the face of God's blessing turning away from him and was feeling the full weight of God's wrath. And because of that, because he drank the cup of God's wrath dry, Jesus was also able to say, "It is finished. All that I have come to do, I have done. Salvation has been won this day. The power of sin and death has been defeated. The Father turns his face towards you and pours out his grace. The Son willingly looked at the back of God's head so that we would never look at anything but his face."